let's move on, because my next guest has been involved in a fabulous film that is going to be shown at the Galway Film Fla very shortly. It is called Hungry Hill, and it's all about sheep farmers on the Beara Peninsula. So I'm delighted to welcome Mika van Mechelen to the programme. Mika, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre. It's good to be here.
Lovely to talk to you. Tell us, first of all, you are very much personally involved in this film. It's kind of like your own story in many respects, isn't it? You're on the Kerry side of the Beara Peninsula, is that right?
That's right. The hill that I farm actually is on the Cork-Kerry border, so... Yeah, I'm close to Cork.
And how did you, I mean, obviously we know by your name that you're not native Irish, so how did you find yourself sheep farming in the Beara Peninsula?
Well, my father was farming in Holland. We're actually, my dad and my mum are Belgian. I was born there, but we were farming in Holland, very close to the Belgian border. So I was 6 years old when my parents decided to move here. And my dad bought a mountain near Kenmare in Bannon, and that's been passed on to me now. And my son is also farming alongside me. So that's kind of, yeah, a quick summary of how we ended up in Kerry.
And you are a sheep farmer yourself?
I am indeed. Yes, I have been for quite some time. I took it over from my father. And I farm hill sheep. It's rough ground, you know, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's such an unusual combination of jobs, because I know you're a filmmaker as well and a talented filmmaker. So you're kind of a part-time sheep farmer and a part-time filmmaker. That's incredible.
Well, the two complement each other. Obviously, they're both professions that are not, you know, it's difficult to make a living. But for me, they're closely connected, and they work well together. I make films about people that I know and things that I'm involved in. So, and I'd like to mention as well that Hungry Hill is a film that I co-directed with my colleague Michael Holly, who's also a Kerry man. He hails from Ballyduff, and. He helped me to make this film, which is primarily about Hungry Hill, which is in Beara, as you know, and it's about two farmers there, Connie and John, and a large part of the film is about Connie. And Connie and I are we're both farming the same type of sheep, so we have a lot in common, and I've learned a lot from him over the years. Mm. So he's a good support to me.
How long did it take to make it?
It took 2 years to make, and now we're involved in you know, bringing it out into the world, which is the next stage. So it took me about a year to conduct the research and also secure funding, and then it took us a year to film. And the reason it took so long is because of the process we used. So we were heavily involved in I was actually farming while I was making the film, and also spending time with Connie, and I documented a lot of the activities. So there's a complete overlap in the farming and the filming side from my side. Sometimes the camera, I'm behind the camera, but then I have to jump into the scene because I'm actually handling sheep at the time, or actually trying to get a quad out of a bog. So it's an interesting, it's a kind of a new way of making films, really, that we've been exploring together, Michael and I.
Wow. And Mika, you're probably out in all weathers. I mean, is this film like a warts and all insight into what it's like to be a sheep farmer in a very beautiful, but let's face it, very isolated area?
Absolutely. It doesn't you glamorize it in any way. It is completely immersive. And yeah, there's a lot of mud and a lot of, you know, the hardships that farmers endure, and the relationship that we have to have with the land and the animals. We're dictated to by the seasons and the struggles. And it's not for the faint-hearted, and you have to be fit and agile to keep going, you know. So I think the film shows that. I'd like to mention as well that there is an element of archive material in it, which comes from the region in Belgium and Holland where I was living. So that's an added dimension to the film. And that's where the kind of universal theme comes in, the impact of globalization and the societal attitudes, and all of that is part of the film. It's not only about the day-to-day activities. There's an underlying deep message there. And the mountain as well plays a big role in the film. It's interwoven throughout the film, and it's almost like a personality
Of itself, yeah.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it on YouTube, Mika, and the one thing that struck me was, oh my God, it's so beautiful where it was shot. I mean, you could market that to Fall to Ireland as a marketing tool to come and visit the Beira Peninsula. It's just breathtaking. But I'd imagine that, you know, it can be fairly dreary too on a windy morning in January.
It can be, but there's a beauty to that. And Michael shot those panoramic landscape shots. That was all his work. I did the shots of the day-to-day activities. So that way we worked well together. But yeah, it is stark and it's tough. It's not for the faint-hearted. And we didn't try to make it into something that it isn't, you know. We tried to represent it in a really kind of a pure way.
Very good. And Mika, it's being screened at the Galway Film Fla. When is that happening?
That's the 15th of July at 7 p.m. in the Palace Cinema.
Yeah, and that's quite a coup because, as we know, the Galway Film Fla is very prestigious, so you must be delighted with that.
We're really delighted. It's the world premiere, so it means a lot. And also the fact that it's on the Saturday is great, and we're hoping that it'll be well attended.
And will people down here have an opportunity to see it at any stage?
Well, we organised a screening in the Mart, which is happening in the Mart in Kenmare. Dan McCarthy's helping us with that. It's happening at 7 o'clock on the 12th of August. So, and that's really for the farming community because a lot of local people were involved in it. And the Mart itself features, so Kerry Film Festival is also helping us with that, and a little bit of assistance from Creative Ireland.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, listen, well done. It sounds like a wonderful film. As I said, I only saw a little bit of it, and it looks fascinating, and it's a real warts and all, as I said, depiction of what life is like for sheep farmers. Mika, we've got to let you go, but it was great talking to you, and continued success with your film career.
And thank you.
Best of luck at the Film Fla next week.
Many thanks for that.
That is Mika van Mechelen joining us in our Killarney studio to tell us about Hungry Hill, her film, which was shot on the Beira Peninsula. And she and fellow Kerry man Michael Holly are the directors of that film. So we wish them all the very best. Now, before we finish up, just